Frank Audio Data is a well-established assistive technology company based in Germany doing some fascinating things. To tell us about some of those things,
hello, we went by its founder, Wolfgang Frank, along with Thorsten Weinbeck,
to discuss what the company's up to.
And very special greetings to you once again. This is Don Coco, and I'm in Sacramento, California, reporting for Main Menu. Quite a long time ago, I did a review in the very early days of Main Menu of Weather Allowed and Text Allowed from nextuptechnology.com. That's www.nextup.com. He's added several more programs to his lineup, and these are all great talking products. He sells Text Allowed, which is a text reader, basically, that will allow you to read items from your clipboard for $24.95. He has News Allowed and Weather Allowed for $19.95. He also sells Groups Allowed, and he has Stocks Allowed. These are all the different programs that he has. News Allowed will allow you to read news, just like reading a newspaper. Now, I myself have not used this particular program, and I want to be fair to the gentleman. I understand there are some issues with the program. We have been told that things are not quite as speech-friendly as they certainly could be. He is working on improvements. He's very, very receptive to the blind community, that's for sure. And he is working on improvements to these programs for people. Stocks Allowed, I have not looked at that, but that is a stock tracker. If you play the stock market, you might be interested in Stocks Allowed. Groups Allowed, now that's an interesting one. I also have not tried this one yet, but I plan on checking this one and taking a look. Apparently, this one will read news from the Usenet. So if you are, if you belong to the Usenet, and many of us do, then you probably will want to check out, instead of using your conventional news reader, you may want to look at Groups Allowed. Again, I cannot rate how speech-friendly they are. Anyway, he's been really working on these programs, and I became interested in Weather Allowed once again. And I know I did an early review of Weather Allowed, but I would like to review this particular program for you again. The program was $19.95, and I purchased it just the other day for the $19.95. I had an old early copy of Weather Allowed that I had reviewed in a demo mode. This time I actually purchased the program. You get a when you download the program, you can download each one of these programs and try them, and you get a two week trial period of these programs. Let's go to Weather Allowed right now. Let's start that up.
Zero menu.
Let's go.
Size tray.
Let's see. I have it on my desktop here, so
Weather Allowed.
There it is, and we'll start it right up here.
Arrow.
And this is 100% speech friendly. He's got tooltips in the program just everywhere. It's really terrific how this program works. He's done a great job. It's now up on the screen, and we have all kinds of buttons that we can tab to. We start in a rich edit box.
Button. Hide my cities.
Hide my cities. In other words, if I don't want my cities to be displayed, I can hide them.
Button. Show global locations.
Show global locations, and we will show you how these things work.
Button. Help.
Help. I'm pressing the tab key, by the way.
Button. Update.
Update. I can update a location. In other words, update the weather for that location.
Button. Conditions.
Conditions.
Button. Forecast.
Forecast. So I can just get the conditions for a particular area or forecast.
Button. Random.
Random. That's an interesting feature. Random will take you on a virtual tour around the world of selected cities. It will just pick them, and it will read them as long as you want to listen. And it's pretty cool. So you press random, and you might get the weather in Russia or something. You just never know where it's going to be.
Hourglass. Button. Help.
Then you have help.
List view. No selected items.
And then you have a list view. This has the cities in the list
Arrow.
View. And the first one I have
Anchorage, Alaska,
is
the United States.
Anchorage. 43. And then I have others. Now, WindowEyes has a little trouble with focus in this particular list box.
No selected
it doesn't want to actually focus, so what I'll do is I'll go to the...
Augusta, Georgia,
I'll go
United
to the the using my mouse pointer to, so I can locate the city for you.
Augusta,
the next
Georgia,
one is
United
Augusta,
States.
Georgia.
No selected item. Corpus Christi, Texas.
The next one is
United
Corpus Christi,
States.
Texas.
No selected item.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
United States. No selected item. Sacramento, California.
Sacramento, California. These are the cities in my favorites list that we're looking at here.
No selected item. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City,
United
Utah.
States. No selected item. Sydney, New South Wales.
Sydney, New
Australia.
South Wales, Australia.
No selected item. Zanesville, Ohio,
and
United States.
Zanesville, Ohio. These are the cities that I'm currently monitoring in the list. So,
no selected item.
Let's go to,
selected item.
We'll
no
first show
item.
You how this works. We'll
Sacramento,
go to,
California.
Sacramento.
Sacramento, California.
And it's right there.
Button. Update all.
Now I'll ask it to, well, first thing I can do is ask it to update all the, I'm just running this weather for the first time, so I do want to have it update all the weather. It's now out on the net, and it is updating all the weather conditions. Now,
arrow.
It's all done, and I'm going to just type Control
I-B.
W.
Button. Update.
And
conditions for Sacramento, California, at 1:53 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Temperature 73 degrees. Humidity 38%. Dew point 46 degrees. Winds from the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour. Pressure 29.86 inches. Conditions clear. Visibility 10 miles.
And there you go. As you heard, it read, and it read kind of fast. I've got it set kind of fast. Hope it's not too fast, though, for you. And I can also type Control F.
Forecast for Sacramento, California, today, mostly sunny. Highs 80 to 87. South wind to 10 miles per hour tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 50. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Highs 80 to 87. Light winds. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows around 50. Thursday, sunny. Highs 80 to 87. Friday, dry. Lows 45 to 55. Highs 75 to 85. Saturday, dry. Lows in the 40s. Highs in the 70s. Sunday, dry. Lows in the 40s. Highs in the 70s.
And there you go. That's the forecast. You also can do a summary of all the cities. That's in there, so you can actually do a summary. I don't know.
Button.
I can.
Condition.
I'll actually
button.
Tab here. I can actually
button. Update all.
Show you all the cities
button.
We've updated
summary.
Them. And oh yeah, we have a summary button that will sort of give you like a summary type of thing.
Button. City options.
Then we have city options.
Button. Remove.
We can make adjustments. In other words, how do we want it to speak?
Current conditions for Android,
no
Alaska
selected.
At 12.
Yeah, we can do. I stopped it there actually because I don't want it to speak. It's just trying to speak automatically. I don't want it to do that yet. You can also. He's got pull down menus.
Equals file.
So we have file.
T equals tell a friend.
Tell a friend about weather allowed. We certainly can do that.
T equals exit.
And we can exit.
T menu closed.
And we go to the next
S
menu.
S equals stop. CTRLS disabled.
Stop is Control S.
P equals pause, resume, CTRLR disabled.
Pause, resume is Control R.
M equals select my city, pull down.
Select my city, and if I pull it down,
Anchorage, Alaska.
I can see the list here. As I say, you notice WindowEyes had trouble with the list box. This is actually a better way, probably, to select a city.
Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta, Georgia.
States.
So I could hit
menu
return
code.
On Augusta,
menu
Georgia,
code.
And then I can type Control F or Control W or Control B. If I type Control B or Control J, any of those will do different things. For example, if I type Control B, I'll get the current condition and the forecast for Augusta, I believe. Let's see what happens.
No selected item.
Current conditions for Augusta, Georgia, at 4:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Temperature 55 degrees. Humidity 96%. Dew point 54 degrees. Winds from the north at 9 miles per hour. Pressure 29.78 inches. Conditions light rain. Visibility 6 miles. Forecast for Augusta, Georgia, tonight, occasional rain. A chance of thunderstorms. Temperature steady or slowly rising to near 60. Northeast winds 10 miles per hour becoming northwest. Chance of rain 90%. Wednesday, becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour Wednesday night, clear. Lows near 50. Light northwest winds. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour Thursday night, clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs near 70. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Saturday, mostly clear. Highs near 70. Sunday, partly cloudy. A chance of showers late. Lows in the mid-40s and highs in the lower 70s. Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the mid-50s and highs in the mid-70s.
How about that, huh? That's pretty cool, isn't it, huh? And we have, let's see, we can go to, you have, file controls.
V equals view pull down.
View.
O equals option.
Options.
Pull down. R equals read pull down.
Read.
H equals help pull down.
And help.
Pull down.
And.
A, R equals. C equals current condition. CTRLW.
Control W for current conditions.
F equals current forecast. CTRLF.
Control F for current forecast. I mean, the guy's done a wonderful job with hotkeys in this program. I will say that.
A equals current conditions and forecast. CTRLJ.
CTRLJ, current conditions and forecast.
S equals Miss City Summary, CTRLE.
My City Summary, that's what I was going to read. I couldn't remember which one that was, and I will show you that, though, in a minute.
A equals Forecast and Conditions, CTRLB.
Forecast and Conditions, Control-B.
M equals Miss City's Conditions, pull down.
My City's Conditions, and then you can just pull it down, and you'll
Anchorage,
have the...
Alaska, the United States.
And then you'll
Alaska,
have the different,
Georgia,
different
the
cities,
States.
You know, singly. Is what that
Corpus
is there when
Christi,
you pull it
Texas,
down.
The United States, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the United States, Sacramento, California,
see, I'm
United
just going
States.
Through them here.
Salt Lake City, Utah, the United States, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, Zanesville, Ohio, the United States.
So, there we go.
Menu close.
And
M equals Miss City's conditions, Y equals Miss City's forecast pull down.
We have the My City's forecast again.
Miss City's summary to file.
Summary to file.
Current forecast to file.
Current forecast to file.
R equals start random read CTRLQ.
Start random read. Control Q.
C equals current condition CTRLW.
And we're back to current conditions. Now the ones that said...
Current forecast to file.
Current forecast to file. What that will allow you to do, this is very cool, it will allow you to record the conditions or the forecast to an MP3 file. And then you could download it into your Walkman MP3 player. If you wanted to do that. It's pretty cool. He's also got extensive audio help in the program that will tell you all about it. But what I'd like to do now is I'm going to just tab over.
Button. Conditions. Button.
And I'm going to go
button.
To...
Help. Hourglass. List view. Nozzle. Button. Update all.
Let's go
button.
To...
Summary. Button. City options.
I'm looking
remove.
Here for what I need. Oh, I can remove, of course, remove a city off my city's list if I want that.
Button.
If I don't want
help.
That.
Read only rich edit.
And then I have
forecast
the read-only box. The read-only box, by the way, is you can actually read the forecast. I could read it with window eyes.
Button. Hide my cities.
Okay, hide my cities. I'm going to do that, yes, because I don't want that
arrow.
Right now.
Button. Show global locations.
Show global locations. I do want to do that, and I'll tell
button.
You why. Let's show
button.
You how we
button.
Find a city.
Button. Forecast. Button.
Let's see
random.
Here.
Button.
So.
Help. Combo box. Region. Bottom. United States.
Let's see what region I would like to do.
Southern Asia. 12. South America. Pacifica. 10 of Northern Asia. 9. Islands. 8 of Europe. 7 of 13. China. 6 of 13. Central America. 5 of 13. Canada. 4 of 13. Australia. 3 of 13. Antarctica. 2 of 13. Top. Africa. 1 of 13.
So there we go. Those are the places.
Islands. Northern Asia. Pacifica 10.
I'm going to look at Pacifica.
Combo box. Subregion.
And
top. Brunei 1 of 11.
I'm tabbing over. And I've got a combo box. Brunei is the first one.
French Polynesia.
French,
2 of
French
11.
Polynesia.
Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Nauru. 4
Nauru.
Of 11. New Zealand.
New Zealand.
5 of 11.
Uh-huh.
Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea.
11. Sarawak. 7
Sarawak.
Solomon Islands.
Solomon Islands.
8 of 11. Tonga.
Tonga.
9 of 11. Vanuatu. 10 of 11.
Vanuatu.
Bottom. Western Samoa. 11
and
of
Western
11.
And Western Samoa. And
Papua New Zealand.
New Zealand
5
is
of
the
11.
One I'm interested in.
List box. Locations.
And then I tap over again.
Auckland 1 of 30.
And I have a list box of all the New Zealand areas here.
Top. Auckland.
Auckland.
1 of 36.
36 here, Jonathan. This should interest you for sure.
Campbell Island.
Campbell
3
Island.
Of 36. Cape Campbell.
Cape
3 of 36.
Campbell.
Castle Point.
Castle
4
Point.
Of 36. Chatham Islands.
Chatham
5
Islands.
Of 36. Christchurch. 6 of
Christ
36.
Christchurch.
Christmas Island.
Christmas 7 Island.
Of 36. Enderby Island. 8 of 36.
Enderby.
Fanning Island.
Fanning
9
Island.
Of 36. Farewell Spit.
Farewell 10
of 36. Spit. Gisborne, 11 of 36.
Gisborne.
Haast, 12
Haast.
Of 36. Hicks Bay, 13
Bay.
Of 30. Hakitika, 14 of 36.
Hakitika.
Invercargill.
Invercargill.
36. Kikara, 16
Kikua.
Of 36. Ma'e Platform, 17
Ma-a.
Of 36.
I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Makohana, 18
Ma-a.
Of 36.
Okay.
Napier, 19
Napier.
Of 30. Nelson, 20.
Nelson.
New Plymouth.
New Plymouth.
Of Palmerston North.
22 Palmerston.
Of 30, Paraparamu, 23 of 30, Pirerua, 24 of 36, Pisiger Point, 25 of 30, Queenstown.
Queenstown.
26 of Raoul Island, Kermadecus.
Raoul Island, Kermadecus.
Secretary Island.
Secretary Island.
Of Southwest Cape.
Southwest Cape.
Of 30, Tierra Head.
Tierra Head.
Of 30, Taupo.
Taupo.
Of Tauranga.
Tauranga.
32 of Tamaru.
Tamaru.
33 of Wairau.
Wairau.
34 of Wellington.
Wellington.
35 of 36.
And?
Bottom. Westport, 36 of...
Westport. So, we don't have Jonathan's town listed here. So, we have to go to the major cities. And, I'm not, of course, I'm not from New Zealand. I don't know what the major cities are nearer to where Jonathan lives. So, we won't be able to pick that way.
Wellington.
But we will pick 30. Wellington just because it's right here. And I can
button,
tab over.
Retrieve.
And I can tell it to retrieve. In other words, retrieve the
our
information
grass.
For that area.
Arrow.
It'll take a second. It has now retrieved the information.
Button. Conditions.
Then I can tell it, what do I want? Do I want conditions? I want forecasts. Let's see what the conditions are right now.
Hourglass. Button.
Current conditions for Wellington, New Zealand, at 10 a.m. NZTT. Temperature 54 degrees. Humidity 67%. Dew point 43 degrees. Winds from the north at 21 miles per hour. Pressure 29.88 inches. Conditions mostly cloudy. Visibility 31 miles.
Okay, and there we go. That's the conditions for Wellington, New Zealand.
Button. Conditions.
I can also...
Button. Forecast.
I can read the forecast.
Button. Random.
I can also...
Button. Help.
Tell it random.
Box.
Or...
Region.
I can...
List box. Locate. Button. Retrieve. Button. Conditions. Button. Forecast. Button. Add
my
cities.
I can add to my cities and list. So if I want to add Wellington to my cities list, I certainly could do that. And then I would have it.
Button.
So...
Forecast.
We'll just read the forecast to see what the forecast is. And you can, like I say, you can tab across with the buttons or you can use the hotkeys. They work as well. So let's just press the spacebar on the button. Either one works just terrific.
Button
update. Forecast for Wellington, New Zealand, Wednesday, chance of rain. High 57 Fahrenheit 14 Celsius. Low 48 Fahrenheit 9 Celsius. Thursday, scattered clouds. High 59 Fahrenheit 15 Celsius. Low 53 Fahrenheit 12 Celsius. Friday, rain. High 60 Fahrenheit 16 Celsius. Low 53 Fahrenheit 12 Celsius. Saturday, scattered clouds. High 62 Fahrenheit 17 Celsius. Low 50 Fahrenheit 10 Celsius. Sunday, scattered clouds. High 60 Fahrenheit 16 Celsius. Low 53 Fahrenheit 12 Celsius. Monday, scattered clouds. High 60 Fahrenheit 16 Celsius. Low 50 Fahrenheit 10 Celsius.
And there we go. I think it's a wonderful program. You can set up schedules as well. You can tell it what you want to read. In other words, if you don't want it to read the humidity or the dew point for a particular city, you actually can turn those off. It's very customizable. So if all I wanted it to do was read me the temperature in Sacramento, it would do that. You also can tell it basically how often you'd like it to read. By default, it actually will read, when you first install it, every 5 minutes, interestingly enough. But you customize that out. Like I've got mine customized to read once an hour, and that's fine. And it will read your My Cities list for you once an hour, unless you, again, turn that off. Like I say, it will also write to an MP3 file. You can ask it to do that. And there are various bit rates and sampling rates. The audio help in the program, he has extensive audio help. In other words, you saw when I was tabbing, he has help buttons. And if I had clicked on one of those, he would be speaking audio help. So you can customize this program in any number of ways, and of course if you're somewhere else in the world, it does go to the United States servers for weather, but you certainly can use this program elsewhere in the world, and you can set it up to read Celsius if you don't want it to read Fahrenheit. It certainly will do that for you, no problem at all. So, you're in another part of the world where you want to use Celsius, you certainly can do that. Now let's show you how the summary works. This is going to give you a summary of My Cities. I'm going to type Control E for the summary list.
Button. Update.
Current conditions for Anchorage, Alaska, at 12:53 p.m. Alaska Standard Daylight Saving Time. Temperature 42 degrees. Humidity unknown percent. Dew point unknown degrees. Winds from the north-northwest at 5 miles per hour. Pressure 29.79 inches. Conditions light rain. Visibility 10 miles. Current conditions for Augusta, Georgia, at 4:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Temperature 55 degrees. Humidity unknown percent. Dew point unknown degrees. Winds from the north at 9 miles per hour. Pressure 29.78 inches. Conditions light rain. Visibility 6 miles. Current conditions for Corpus Christi, Texas, at 3:51 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Temperature 75 degrees. Humidity unknown percent. Dew point unknown degrees. Winds from the north-northwest at 12 miles per hour. Pressure 29.96 inches. Conditions partly cloudy. Visibility 10 miles. Current conditions for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at 4:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Temperature 59 degrees. Humidity 55%. Dew point 43 degrees. Winds from the southeast at 12 miles per hour. Pressure 29.89 inches. Conditions overcast. Visibility 10 miles. Current conditions for Sacramento, California, at 1:53 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Temperature 73 degrees. Humidity 38%. Dew point 46 degrees. Winds from the south-southwest at 8 miles per hour. Pressure 29.86 inches. Conditions clear. Visibility 10 miles. Current conditions for Salt Lake City, Utah, at 2:56 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Temperature 63 degrees. Humidity 22%. Dew point 23 degrees. Winds from the northwest at 12 miles per hour. Pressure 30.09 inches. Conditions clear. Visibility 10 miles. Current conditions for Sydney, New South Wales, at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Temperature 63 degrees. Humidity 63%. Dew point 50 degrees. Winds from the northwest at 7 miles per hour. Pressure 29.94 inches. Conditions clear. Visibility astronomy miles. Current conditions for Zanesville, Ohio, at 4:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Temperature 60 degrees. Humidity 69%. Dew point 50 degrees. Winds from the south at 7 miles per hour. Pressure 29.87 inches. Conditions mostly cloudy. Visibility 10 miles.
And there you go. And that's how the summary will work. Basically, it would read that for you on the top of the hour, your cities list, however you've defined them. You can have one city, you can have 30, whatever you want to do. No problem at all. The program is extremely flexible, extremely customizable, and I think it's a great tool. You can also minimize it out to the system tray. No problem at all. So it's a great, great program. Check it out from www.nextup.com. That's www.nextup.com. Weather allowed from Next Up Technology.
Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC and ACBRadio.org. Thank you for listening.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.